So we all know that celebrities get plastic surgery. You believe it or not, celebrities go out and spend money and get boobs and butts and take the wrinkles away. What's her name? Monica from Friends? She went a little bit too far. I went to see the new Scream. Maybe three or four steps too far.
You know what it is with her that I think is really interesting? On screen, you can't really tell, like when you see her on television or being interviewed. But then you go to look at her Instagram and she doesn't use filters and you can really see her. And it's, you're right, it's too much. I'm sorry, it's too much.
Yeah, when you see it on a 50-foot screen, it's too much.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, when you're seeing it at the movie theater, you go... And she's even come out to say, yeah, I went a little bit too far.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she said, I look at myself now and I think I should have stopped maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I continued to do it. So she has come out to say, yeah, I've had plastic surgery. Who else has actually stepped up and said, I have or I haven't? So we can try to call their bullshit if they say they have it. Like, on this list, Iggy Azalea has opened up about getting boobs and a nose job.
Oh, she's talked about that over and over. I think, didn't she have like the boobs put in, taken out, put in, didn't she have like a whole, isn't she the one that one of those girls had like boobs?
She's in the shop every other week.
Yeah, right. She's, yeah. Well, can I, before you continue on your list, I just want to say, because you brought up Friends, the thing that I really like is that Jennifer Aniston has done just a little bit, like.
She's done two steps too far, too.
But wait a second. But the one person that's done nothing is Phoebe.
And she's the one that looks the best.
She looks
and
like
she's the oldest.
Yeah, right. She looks like a regular person. I mean, she looks like herself because she's gorgeous, Lisa Kudrow. But I love the fact that she is embracing her face aging. Like, this is what I fucking look like. Sorry. You know,
yeah, Joey.
Yeah, but I respect them. I respect them for not doing it. I respect them for just aging gracefully because I think they both look amazing.
Cardi B, has she said yes or no to getting plastic surgery?
I mean, she's so young. That's the thing. You know, a lot of the women that start having like too much plastic surgery, they're the ones that are in their 40s, like 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Although, no, Cardi B was a stripper, so my guess is those tits aren't real.
Yeah, she says in the Bronx, she grew up with people saying, look at your flat ass, and you got no titties. So she went and got titties and an ass. So she says, yeah, I've done that.
Right.
Diane Keaton says she's had no work done, but she's not opposed to it. She just hasn't had any done.
Again, another woman who is aging beautifully. Her face looks incredible, and she looks like Diane Keaton. I think she would look so weird if she started getting stuff done. Like, you know what? You know how much I love Jennifer Coolidge, but in White Lotus, they did this one close-up where I was like, whoa, Jennifer Coolidge has had too much work done. Someone stop her. She's like a little bit Joan Rivers here, a little bit, you know, Wildenstein, that woman that was like the cat lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not that far yet, but getting there.
Getting there.
Your buddy Tyra Banks, has she had it? Will she admit to it?
I would think that Tyra probably had like a little Botox here and there, but I don't think that Tyra's had any real work done.
She had a nose job. And she will say, yeah, I did that. I did that earlier in my career.
I was going to say, no, she had a nose job when she was like 14. I'm talking about now as an aging person.
Fake hair and a nose job. So she will cop to that. Halle Berry says she feels pressure to get plastic surgery, but she says she hasn't had any, which is complete bullshit. I'm looking at a photo of her now. Yeah, you can keep. Yeah. You know who else said they didn't get plastic surgery? Michael Jackson. He said, I haven't had anything
done. That's a good point.
Halle, looking at your photo here, you've had it. Stop.
Well, what are you considering plastic surgery? You know, a little bit of Botox and some Fraxel or whatever that thing that they do on your jaw with like the little needling. That's not plastic surgery.
I think it like the vampire facial and the pulling the skin back. I think that's plastic surgery. I think more Botox than every other couple of months, that's a plastic surgery.
Okay, here's what I think the distinction is. Plastic surgery is permanent. You can't undo it. Once you've done it, that's it. Your eyes look like that. Your face looks like that. Your jaw looks like that. I think what Halle Berry has done are the fillers and the plumping and the Botox, things that eventually go away.
I think when she wakes up in the morning to brush her teeth, there's somebody there putting a needle in her face every morning. I think she has a personal Botox person. Dolly Parton, yeah, she said, yeah, bring it on. I've had everything done.
Right.
I'm not saying I haven't. I have. And you know what? She looks awesome.
She looks, but see, I want to know who her surgeon is because she looks amazing.
Khloe Kardashian. Says she had at least one surgical procedure done to her face. At least one.
Bullshit. Okay. First of all, there's been dozens of photos of back-to-back photos of what she used to look like looks like now. Her chin, her cheeks, her jawline, her nose, her eye lift. She has had so much work done. So she can keep lying to us. You know what I'm saying? But we have eyes. We can see the before and after. That's the problem with a lot of these celebrities that have been famous for so long. We know what you used to look like. We saw your old nose.
They interviewed some doctor and he said, oh my gosh, she's had a third face transplant and a nose job. Kylie Jenner attributes her changing looks to filters, not surgery.
Well, Kylie's really young. She's too young to really have surgery, I think. She's not there yet. You know what I mean? I think a lot of it's filters with her, too.
Selma Hayek.
I thought you'd tell me Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner was going to say she had no surgery.
Next on the list is Selma Hayek, and she says, no, my boobs are real.
Yeah, but her face isn't.
Her boobs are... Yeah. She doesn't say anything about her face. She's talking about her boobs. She said, my boobs were smaller, but they've grown bigger over time. Okay. Katy Perry revealed she had some non-invasive work done. I believe that.
Well, that's what I mean. The fillers and the Botox and that kind of stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Britney Spears says no, she's not had any.
Well, that's obvious. No, I don't mean to hate. You know, I love Britney. I don't mean to hate on her.
I know what you mean. Jamie Lee Curtis is aging naturally. She said that she's going to stick to doing that.
You know, fuck her because she's so beautiful. That face is ridiculous. I don't know. I'm telling you, she is aging naturally, but it's still perfect. Like her face looks better now than it did when she was in the first Halloween movie because it was like sort of like chubby little girl. And now she's like really defined with those beautiful cheekbones. Oh, my God. She's stunning.
Well, I think they actually aged her in the latest Halloween and made her look older in this Halloween. I don't know why they would do that. Pink. Has she had any? Does she get behind it or she says, I can't?
She does not seem like the kind of person that would have plastic surgery at all.
Yeah. Pink says she can't get behind any.
Yeah. No, remember, she gained all that weight and she was like, yeah, that's what I look like now. Sorry. Sorry, I got an extra 40 pounds on me. Deal with it. I'm just going to buy bigger clothes. Like she didn't care.
She says no to even Botox. I want my children to know what I look like when I'm angry. She says, I'm fortunate. I've never really depended on her looks. Well, bullshit, because she looks amazing. But yeah, she hasn't done anything.
Yeah, she's got good genetics.
Chrissy Teigen?
She just told us recently she had the boobs taken out, right? And then she also had something else weird that she was telling us about that we were like, that's a surgery.
A fat removal procedure. It's called BUCCAL, Beckel Fat Removal Procedure. So she's
on her cheeks, buckle?
Yeah. Since I quit drinking, I'm really seeing the results. And I like, yeah, I did it. What? What you got to say?
Yeah, she had fat removed from her cheeks. And then I forget what it was. She had some weird procedure that I'd never heard of before. And I was like, I thought I knew all this stuff. But
I gotta look that up. Maybe I need that.
She looks great.
Maybe I want to look like that.
Yeah. I mean, she's only 35 and she just, right? And she's only like 35 and she looks incredible. She had, oh, interesting. She went to Dr. Diamond. Oh, so Dr. Diamond was really famous. Yeah, the buccal fat removal. That's the cheek removal stuff. Yeah, that's what that is. If you think of it like this, so a buccal swab is when, that's how they do a DNA test. They take that big long Q-tip and they rub it on the inside of your cheek. That's called a buccal swab. So I guess that part of a buccal fat removal is the buccal fat pad. That's the hollow of the cheek. Area. Yeah. That's what she had done. That. But I didn't realize she went to Dr. Diamond. So when I was growing up, all the girls in my high school all had Dr. Diamond noses. Like, he did everyone's nose.
Was he good?
They all had the exact same nose.
They opened up a book and said, I'll take number 6. The one I want.
No, they didn't even say, there was no number. It was like, I'll have the nose. It was the nose. Like, that's what you went for. It was the Dr. Diamond. And what's so funny is you can identify it. Like, people would walk down the street, you'd be like, oh, there's a Dr. Diamond nose. And I guess that was what was good about him, is you know what noses were his.
It's like the one guy that only can design one type of building. He's the only one. Hey, just give me the nose job. Okay.
Right. The nose job. Yeah.
Heidi Montag.
Oh, tons of work.
She's had 10 in one day.
Yep, I believe that. Yep. The boobs, she had her face done. She had the liposuction. She had all kinds of stuff. She talks about it. She's always talked about it, though.
Look, Kim says plastic surgery was part of her insecurities of her past partners that have put her down. So,
oh, that makes me sad. Oh.
Jane Fonda is done with plastic surgery. She's had it. She's done it. But she says she's not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
But she's got to be in her 80s, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All those women had either a facelift or a half a facelift.
Oh, yeah, I think she's had a couple.
Yeah, for sure.
Justine Bateman, she says she's not doing it. It doesn't work for her. And she looks like she hasn't done any in a long time.
Who's seen Justine Bateman in 20 years or 30 years or what? Okay. Okay, good for her.
Yeah.
Who?
Drew Barrymore says she's going to age naturally. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't believe that at all. She's on TV.
Right. You say that, and then you see yourself on TV, and you turn 40, and you're like, oh, I see what all the fuss is about.
Megan Fox recommends therapy before going under the knife.
Well, I think she's smart to say that, because it depends on how much plastic surgery you're about to have and what it's about. Is it about insecurity, or do you want to look a little better, or is it for somebody else? You know, what's the reason? If the reason is because, you know,
you want to get a rapper that's half your age.
Exactly.
Then maybe you should get Kate Winslet. Says plastic surgery is against her morals.
Don't you remember Kate Winslet had put on weight and she was like, this is what I look like, tough. Like, I'm not going to lose weight for anybody. This is my size. This is my body. This is what I look like. I'm all woman. That's one of the reasons I love her, because she's so anti-plastic surgery. She's like, sorry, this is me.
Kim Kardashian says she never got her nose done.
I think that's the only thing she hasn't had done. She did everything else around it.
Martin Short doesn't think plastic surgery really works, because he's tried many times, I guarantee it.
I've seen Only Murders in the Building. I'm well aware that he has probably had a little facelift or a rejuvenation of some kind.
Gene Simmons actually has come out to say, yeah, he's had a facelift, but doesn't recommend it.
Didn't he have the facelift while he was on his show? Remember the reality show he had?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because he came out with the thing on his face.
Right.
It's like
Cher saying she's never had plastic surgery.
But Gene wears makeup on stage. He doesn't have to get a facelift. He comes out as the demon.
But what about the rest of his life?
He can look any way he wants.
Yeah, but what? But the rest of his life, he looks like an But the rest of his life, he looks like an actual demon.
No, he's always in that makeup. Every time you see him, he's in that makeup. He's in that stupid makeup all the time. Jennifer Lopez says she's never had any surgery, any Botox, or any other injectables.
Bullshit. Okay. Hey, good for her. Bullshit. Yeah, that's really good for her. I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, so she looks like that. She hasn't had any work done. It's
let me just tell you that the house that she's looking at with Ben Affleck right now, the $65 million house that they're looking at together, it has a plastic surgery room in the house. It has a operating room in the house so you can get procedures done and just walk into your living room afterwards to recuperate so you don't have to be seen in a hospital.
Jodie Foster says plastic surgery isn't for her.
Well,
good for her.
Because she's beautiful and perfect. And, you know, it's so easy when you're like a supermodel. I remember our friend Peter Grossman from Us Weekly magazine, when he was there, he told us the story about how Heidi Klum had walked in like 2 weeks after having a baby. And they were like, oh, my God, Heidi, you look amazing. She's like, I'm a supermodel. I'm sorry. Like, I hate to be like that. I'd love to tell you that I've been working out and running and, you know, eating celery every day, but I've just been living my life. I'm sorry. That's what it is to be a supermodel. So she's going to continue to look amazing, someone like Heidi Klum, without plastic surgery because she's a supermodel.
Mickey Rourke said he only had corrective surgery done after boxing injuries.
Don't. No. Okay, that's like all those ladies that I grew up with in Long Island who were like, I'm not getting a nose job. I have a deviated septum.
Oh, I couldn't breathe, so I had to get that done. Lisa Kudrow has actually had a nose job. She said it was life-altering.
But again, she had
it done at 16.
I was going to say she had it when she was 16.
Is it a diamond nose?
No.
No, it's not. Okay, how about NeNe Leakes?
I'm sure she had some plastic surgery, sure.
Yeah, she's had a lot. Nose job, liposuction, smaller breast implants, then a breast lift. Hmm. So she said she's had a lot.
I feel like the breast lift, you can't really tell. Only you can see a difference in breast lift. I've never once seen anybody with a breast lift that I was like, oh, yeah, those are much higher.
Because you're not looking at them like I would be looking. I would know.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. It's pretty subtle, though. I mean, I've had friends that have had breast lifts, and I've seen them before and after, and it literally is like, okay, it's so little that only you know.
Yeah, just drag the ground like Cooper. I mean,
right,
Cooper's
exactly.
Like...
I trip over my tits all day long. I'm used to it.
You're like the guy that dragged his knuckles. You're like that guy.
Yeah. Just drag my tits. Just wear higher heels so you get them up off the ground a little bit once in a while.
You got rug burns on your boobs.
I have rug burn on my nipples.
Don't trip over my tits. Stop. Watch that. You'll trip.
That's why you can't have puppies. They go and they run and they think that it's a play toy. Did you see that Amy Schumer had liposuction? This week?
Did she?
Yeah, I was really surprised because if you watched any of her reality show / documentary thing that she was doing, she seemed very proud of her body because it had birthed Gene and she was just, that was her whole thing. I was really surprised that she went and had liposuction.
I'm not surprised. I mean, she's famous. She's got to live up to getting that next job.
Yeah, but not to be a dick, just, you know, eat less, move more, hire a personal trainer.
That's hard.
Right.
That's really hard. It's much easier just to go in while you're getting an oil change, have them rotate the tires.
Right, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a celebrity, you don't have to do anything for 3 months. You can hide in your house, nobody knows. Then you come out, you look fantastic.
And then you deny having anything done.
Yeah, I mean, it's much easier than working out and eating right.
Oh, what this? I was just in Aruba for a week. Thank you. I know. I look great. I know. I got a little sun. That's all.
I bought a rowing machine, and that's all I've been doing nonstop.
Right.
Rowing myself nuts.